USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Minnesota prosecutor says he will charge the officer who killed 20-year-old Dante Wright with second-degree manslaughter following another night of clashes between protesters and police that led to over 60 arrests. Kim Potter, the officer arrested, could face up to 10 years in prison. The police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt as she was trying to enter the U.S. Capitol illegally on January 6th will not face federal charges. That's according to the Justice Department. The department also refusing to name the police officer who shot Babbitt. President Biden announcing at the White House his plan for withdrawing U.S. troops from Afghanistan. There are currently about 3,000 troops remaining in the war-torn country. Biden announcing he wants a full withdrawal by the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks in September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Top intelligence officials are outlining the leading global threats to the United States.
China increasingly is a near-peer competitor, challenging the United States in multiple areas while pushing to revise global norms in ways that favor the authoritarian Chinese system.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines, testifying in a Senate hearing, also identified Russia, Iran, and North Korea as key areas of concern. A woman is refusing to return $1.2 million after she received it from an investment firm in what they call a clerical error.
Charles Schwab Corporation says it accidentally sent more than $1 million to Kaylin Spadoni in Harvey, Louisiana. Schwab blamed the issue on software. When the company realized the mistake and attempted to take the money back, it was gone and Spadoni wasn't answering her phone. Spadoni was arrested earlier this week and fired from her job as a 911 dispatcher. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are doing what they can to pressure the Biden administration to resume finishing the border wall.
North Carolina Representative Madison Cawthorn has taken a unique approach to trying to get the southern border wall completed. Cawthorn introduced the Donument Act Tuesday, a nod to former President Donald Trump. The bill would establish the border wall as a national monument, permanently protecting it from alteration. Republicans have cited President Biden's decision to halt construction on the wall as one of the reasons for the current surge of illegal crossings at the border. Senator John Thune believes the wall is also a vital piece of infrastructure. The South Dakota Republican says finishing its construction would address a national security issue.
One of the things they could do, there's been a lot of talk about infrastructure. The administration is talking about an infrastructure bill. One important piece of infrastructure is to finish building the border wall. That would be really important, and it's already been funded. Congress has appropriated money for that. The administration has chosen not to take those dollars and to finish building out the wall. We heard from Border Patrol how important the wall is and how critical it is to the security down there.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff is dead at the age of 82. The former New York investment banker pled guilty to what was the largest investment fraud in U.S. history in 2009. He pled guilty to defrauding more than $65 billion from thousands of investors. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.